Hey everybody, welcome back to We Are the Batman. I'm Mike.
And this is Matthew.
Yeah, I'm getting over a cold, so you're going to have to deal with stuffy, nasally, scratchy voice, Mike. We are here today because this is not what we planned on doing this week, but this fell into our laps. An official release date for season two of My Adventures with Superman has come out, as well as an actual trailer for it. How do we keep missing this stuff, dude?
I really don't know. Like, I usually check at least once a night trailers, but I do have this moment where I realized I didn't do that last night, so maybe that's how I missed it.
Well, there was a sneak peek for it that came out like 3 weeks ago. It's I found on YouTube, so I don't know how we keep missing stuff for this show, but you know, that's a bigger conversation we'll get into in a sec. So Matt has seen this trailer. I have not seen it yet, so I'm going to watch this trailer. I'm going to put my reaction to it up on the YouTube channel just to have something up there. You guys currently can't see Matt because, unfortunately, for some reason, his camera is not working. So it is what it is. But I thought this would be a fun way to kind of do two birds with one stone. So let me pull the trailer up and I'm going to watch this thing. Well, at least we know now, like, okay, it's going to drop here and then we get it the next day on Max. And that's, what was it? It was the 25th, right?
Yes.
Matt,
can you hear me? Yes.
Yeah. It was the 25th. Okay. So that means it's going to drop on Saturday. We get the new one on Sunday. So as far as us talking about this show, guys, we'll figure it out. Because if you're telling me this thing's going to drop on the weekends, okay, guys, we dropped the show on Friday. So we'll see. We'll work this into our schedule somehow, in some way, shape, or form. We're not sure how yet, but we will talk about it because we got to it so late last year. So I want us to talk about it for this year. But all right, well, so having now seen it for the first time, and Matt, now you and I can talk. All right, how are you feeling about season two now?
I think it looks fantastic. Like, it really is. Like, it's we did a whole season without Lex Luthor, so now we're bringing him in, and I think, you know, you've de-aged so many of these characters that de-aging Lex Luthor makes sense because it seems to be of late to keep them as contemporaries.
Yeah.
Whereas I think in the past, it's always been more like they're not.
I don't know if that's ever been super clear, if I'm being honest with you. I think it's just the way Lex is portrayed because he's this larger than life, you know, megalomaniac billionaire. But I don't think it's ever, because you got to remember, not that I'm saying people aren't creepy, but I mean, he also goes after, and at one point, you know, has a relationship with Lois Lane. So it stands to reason that he's probably close to the same age as Superman. But also remember, Superman's age, look, that's a weird number to talk about when you remember how space time works.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you get into that kind of stuff, there's no,
yeah,
let's no never logic behind it.
Let's not forget, I mean, on the subject of Supergirl, we're introducing his technically older than him, but also not quite older than him cousin, that gets complicated when you talk about time and space. So I can't believe they're doing Supergirl already.
I mean, it makes sense if you've already got clearly the end of the first season, you had Kryptonians.
Yeah.
So I think it totally makes sense that they would have them. And I mean, look, it's obvious with some of the other stuff that they have Kryptonian technology. So there's no saying they don't actually have Supergirl somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, I one thing I am just now noticing is that, you know, the big cliffhanger at the end of season one was, you know, the whole, the thing that we were assuming was Zod saying, you know, they will kneel, whatever. Didn't see him anywhere in this trailer.
Yeah.
But we did see parademons.
To me, you heard somebody that was probably him.
Okay.
Where we will make our planet, blah, blah, blah. I can't remember exactly what he says.
You might be right.
Maybe that was like you hearing him talking. So.
Okay, that tracks. But we also, it's hard to say for sure what we did and didn't get a look at because the redesigns they have done on certain characters has been so drastic. It's like you don't pick up on who they're supposed to be until like way late. What I mean?
Besides Deathstroke. It's obvious as Deathstroke.
It kind of is. When you first see his character a few times and they refer to him as Agent Wilson, I don't know, your brain doesn't quite go there because you're like, well, Deathstroke's a Batman villain, so it's not him. There's no way. It doesn't even occur to you.
Yeah.
But like their take on Parasite is so wildly different from anything that we've ever seen. But yeah, so it's hard to say because there's that one character, I can't remember if it was in season one or not, but it looked like Blight from Batman Beyond. What I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. I did kind of see like, hey, what's that?
I wasn't sure if like you knew something I didn't. I was like, are we supposed to know who that is? Because it's giving me Blight vibes. I don't know. But it does, you know, but speaking of not knowing, I mean, let's go back to this. We talked about this at the beginning. There's like no talk about this show from Warner Brothers and DC. Like everyone's quiet about this. Everyone. And James Gunn posts about everything DC puts out. He posted about this new Batman VR game that DC's putting out that has nothing to do with anything. So I can't fully understand why this isn't more in the forefront, especially when you remember that they're leading off Gunn's DCU with Superman.
Yeah, it is kind of peculiar. I've never asked him about it, and not that he and I are buddies, but you know, he seems to answer anything somebody tweets on him.
He's our show's biggest fan, so
yeah. But no, I there's a part of me that wonders. Look, when it came out, I think was last May.
That's about this time, yeah. About this time,
too early for him to be involved, depending on timelines. So yeah. I have a feeling this may be one of those things that was well beyond going before he's ever in charge, which is weird because you would think he would still talk about it, but I guess it's one of those, like, you know, he does still talk about the Batman and Matt Reeves Batman stuff.
Yeah.
But why would he not talk about this? But it is weird that he doesn't talk about it.
Like when you Google James Gunn, My Adventures with Superman, like, it just talks about, now granted, it's hard because of the algorithm, but it just talks about either his movie or the show, but never, like, it's never like, you know, James Gunn shared or James Gunn's thoughts on, like, I'll pull up his Threads feed right now, but I follow, he's one of the few people I follow on Threads, and I don't ever see him talk about it, ever.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, it's just, like this was, I found this on the Adult Swim YouTube channel, not the, like, this didn't come up in my feed from DC or Warner Brothers or Max, it came from Adult Swim, and it's like, is it just because it's on Adult Swim? Like, it's, that's where you put it, like, I don't understand, like, you're putting it there.
I mean, at the same time, with the exception of the announcement he made the very beginning of last year, he doesn't talk about Harley Quinn or Teen Titans Go at all either.
Yeah, but this is more on brand with his stuff. I'm scrolling his Threads feed right now. He has not posted about this show at all. So I really do wonder what the hangup is. Maybe he just doesn't like it. I don't know. And he's choosing to just, you know, maybe it's not his thing and he's choosing to stay quiet because he doesn't want to trash something he's in charge of. I don't know. Which could very well be it. Maybe he's just not a fan of it. And like you said, it was something that was already being made before he came on board. And he's like, well, I can't stop the ball rolling. And if people like it, we're going to keep it going. But, you know, it doesn't mean he has to talk about it if he doesn't like it. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, because remember, like 6 months ago, maybe less, I can't remember, is when dude who's voicing Superman, his name is Quaid's kid. What's his name?
Oh my God, from The Boys, Jack Quaid.
Jack Quaid. He said they were done with audio recording.
Yeah.
And usually they do audio recording after. So.
It depends.
I mean, depends. Usually, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
This thing.
Nowadays they tend to do audio. They tend to do the dialogue first and then just ADR things as they need it.
It's possible. My point more is that, like, this show has been to me, the show has been done for a while. They maybe have been waiting for the year mark. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Yeah.
So again, I go with like, I think this is one of those things where he didn't have a lot to do with it. Again, he doesn't talk about Harley Quinn or Teen Titans Go since his first announcement.
Yeah.
So it may just be like, this is not under his umbrella.
Well, I will say Harley Quinn also hasn't had new episodes in a while. So that's another reason why he hasn't talked about it. It's because.
Yeah. So Teen Titans Go has. Teen Titans Go has. He doesn't talk about that either.
But Teen Titans Go also isn't like I'm not saying this to belittle it, but like in the grand scheme of things, like Teen Titans Go is something that airs on basic cable for kids.
Yeah.
Whereas like this is something that's geared towards your breadwinners. This is geared towards your parents and your older people who are paying for Max, or the people who are actually paying for the cable. So like if there's one you're gonna put emphasis into, it's this one. I don't know. It is. It's just a weird. It's a weird way to handle a show that, by all accounts, got rave reviews for season one. Like people were like, "Holy shit, this show is good."
Yeah.
Like I've yet to find anybody saying anything negative about it, other than just it's just not my cup of tea, which is fine. Like I struggle with the anime aspect sometimes. I really do.
Yeah.
And the changes they've made to characters and some of the choices are so drastically different from what I would have done, but I still like it.
Yeah. So. This is that show where this would have never been the version of this cartoon I would have done.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. I love it.
Oh yeah. Every decision they make with this show is the opposite of the one I would have made, but for some reason it just works, man.
Yeah.
I'm super stoked for where we're going here. I know there's like a 30-second sneak peek video too that I haven't watched because I think it's just a scene from the episode of the show, and I don't want to watch that.
Yeah.
But I hope we continue to. I'm imagining we do if we're going to be introducing Kara, but I'm hoping we continue to like the way they were approaching Clark discovering his origins through the hologram of his father that didn't speak English. Was a very good choice. I was like, well, yeah, they're aliens. They're not gonna. Yeah. Why would he? Yeah. So, I loved all of that, and so I'm hoping that part continues because I'm assuming we are if Kara is coming into the mix. Didn't see it in the trailer. If we did, I blinked. So I'm hoping that's not done.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean.
And it's just so weird because there's
what's the heavy breathing? Are you working yourself up to a hot take?
No. I just like it, again. It's just the show is so good.
Yeah.
Inexplicably so good because it comes out of nowhere. So, like, do I really care if Lex is in the show? I didn't miss him the first season, but everybody wants him. It's like the Batman. You had to bring in Gordon eventually.
You have to bring in the Batman, you know, or it's like Matt Reeves, the Batman. It's like, you have to bring in Joker at some point.
Yeah. So I think this will be interesting. I think she's already there and being captured by the army or whatever. And she's where they've getting all the Kryptonian tech they've been using on the criminals. Gotcha. I really think that's what it is. It makes the most sense because otherwise, like, they don't have his ship. His ship's on the farm, so how are they getting all this crap underground? Yeah. So that's where I'm like, yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, so I'm looking at the Wikipedia right now. So we know that Michael Emerson is in his Brainiac this season. Michael Emerson, of course, I mean, everybody knows Michael Emerson is, you know, from The Mentalist, from he played the Joker in what was it? Oh my God. The Dark Knight Returns part 1 and 2, the animated features. So he's done voice stuff all over the place. I mean, he's no stranger to this. Max Middleman is the voice actor playing Alex, who we now know is, you know, called it Lex Luthor. He's a guy who's been in doing, he does the English versions for animes. Like, so he's been in everything. And then all the original cast is coming back, it looks like. So, but we'll know more obviously once the season actually starts in, oh, 3-4 weeks.
Yeah. And anyway, we'll be dropping on, because I was trying to, was it on Max last time?
It was. That's how right. I watched yeah. it. I didn't watch it on Adult Swim because okay. I don't have cable, because why would I?
Why would very I true. Very true.
Why would I bother? Yeah, this I'm so ready for this, man. And if I had ever said that about a Superman show, a Superman anime.
Yeah.
God. But I again, they make all the different choices than I would make, but it's just like Tenacious D, man. They do everything wrong and yet it's the best.
Yeah, here. I just looked it up. So the first season started on July 7th.
Okay. So we're starting a little early.
So, well, I'm going to say this right. Summer. Well, what I was going to say is that's way too fast of a turnaround for an animated show.
Oh yeah, this was done.
Yeah.
This was made.
Yeah, because that means that the last episode comes out September 1st. No way you get greenlit after September 1st and you have what is that, 6 months, dude?
Yeah.
Or what?
Yeah,
what
they had this ready. They had this ready to go.
Yeah. So either it was already planned as two seasons and we won't get a third, or we're getting
three, and it's meant to be a three season run, which is not unusual.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Here it says May 2021 is when they announced the season two order. So they hadn't even released the first season when they decided to go with the second.
Oh, okay. So they made two seasons. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Well, I mean that's good that I know then that I guess season two is never really in danger, which is good to know. It still leaves the whole idea of them being coy with promoting the show.
Yeah.
It's just an odd choice. I know they're trying to get everything under one umbrella as best they can, but like, if you got something that works, like talk it up.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not lying. This to me, I may have to get on Twitter and just say, you know, hey James.
We're not usually ones to do that. I usually don't like to be that guy, but like, I don't know. Maybe we need to be that guy. I guess I don't know. You want to do it, or we could do it as the show.
I double dog dare you to do it as the show.
I will have to create as a Threads account first, but I will create a social media post as the show, reaching out, asking James Gunn, and even inviting him onto the show, saying, "Hey, if you'd like to come on here and talk about it."
I mean,
crazier,
the worst
that happened. The worst
is going to happen is he's going to say no.
No. The worst thing that's going to happen is nothing. he's gonna not see it, and that's gonna be the end of it. Like, that's the worst thing that's gonna happen.
I say worst is no. Forgive being
that's ignored. Fair. Yeah, I can totally understand if he doesn't see it. He probably we're one of millions, but yeah, that would be great. If he takes the time to tell you to go fuck yourself. Yeah, that's fair. That's totally fair. But look, I'm so excited for season two. I'm so ready for it. And I just found there's a new promotional image that has here. I'll screen share this with you, but it's got Superman and Lois and Jimmy out in space, and you can see
Kara
is reaching for them. So wherever they're at, maybe it's the wreckage of whatever of her pod coming out of space. Or I don't know. It's gonna be weird because we also saw Baby Kara, which we've never seen Baby Kara. Usually she's already a teenager. So
yeah, and if they're this close in age, she could have gotten here at the same time because we're assuming she's a teenager.
It's gonna be interesting. It's hard to make a prediction. This is the show of left-handed swings. So
and And they have not done anything wrong, in my opinion. I think everything they've done has knocked it out of the park. So whatever they've done, I'm on board for it.
This show can do whatever it wants, and I'm here for it. Guys, we'd love to know what you think. Are you excited for season two as much as we are? Please let us know if you're listening to this show, wherever you are. Leave us a comment, leave us a rating, a review, hit us up on social media. You can find the show on all social media at WATV Pod. You can find me on social media at Mr. Mike Shea.
And you can find me on Twitter at Mr. J Ninja.
That is going to do it for this episode of We Are the Batman Talking About Superman. We'll be back again next time. Same bat time, same bat podcast channel.
Bye-bye.